These bandanas make it hurt. Welcome to the Breaking Down the Bytes podcast. Interested in the IT field and looking for a way to break in? Are you a college student or looking for a career change? The IT industry is booming and has tons of opportunity. It's vast, complex, and can be overwhelming, but we can help. Come along as we break down some of the barriers as your insider to the tech industry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Breaking Down the Bytes podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Pat. You can find me on Twitter at Layer8Packet. That's the number 8. You can find Kyle on Twitter at DanF256. You can find the show on Twitter at Breaking Bytes Pod. We're pretty active on Twitter, so come say hello. All of our socials will be listed in the show notes, so pop on over and follow us on your social of choice. Hey, Kyle. Back another week, doing our thing. How you doing, buddy?
Much better. It's not so swampy, hot, melty outside. Weather finally broke, so that's nice.
It's true. It was nice. It was pleasant today, I must say. The weather was not Hell's Gate, so that helps.
Yeah, I was able to go out to get the mail, and the soles of my shoes didn't melt to the driveway, so that's a plus.
There you go. That's it. Rock and roll. So yeah, so we are back for another episode. Awesome episode last week with Keith. Great dude. Very insightful. So if you guys haven't checked that one out, go and check that one out right after this episode. Of course, again, this one's going to be fresh and new. We're sort of, I don't want to say tweaking the show a little bit, but this episode is going to be a little different. I guess a little less technical, a little more softer side of things and environment-wise as far as where you're at, your career and, you know, the company you work for. Kyle, you had a good one. Talk about some office politics and how to try to stay out of some of those precarious positions, I should say, with office politics, and maybe give some of our experiences with various office politics and some, just, you know, because there's a ton of places out there that just that have them. They're ingrained in their culture, and it's a huge mentality suck. At least for me, it was. So we'll get your thoughts on that one, Kyle. But no, I thought that was a good topic, and we're going to talk some office politics and try to stay out of the hairy areas.
That's good. Well, you know, it's like there's culture every place, you know, kind of deal like that. Some's good, some's bad. You could definitely find yourself on a slippery slope of getting sucked into the nonsense. But if it's good too, you know, like maybe that's a thing that you want to be involved in. And it kind of sucks that it's a game that you have to play and like something you have to balance. Cause at least every place that I've been so far, there's some kind of politicking going on. Somebody's doing something this way, that way, trying to advance, step up, down and stuff. And, you know, we'll just run through some of what we've seen, our experience, and kind of go from there.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I've been at a few places that have the political game was pretty strong. And me personally, I think if you listen to the show, and Kyle, you definitely know this because you know me for a good part of 20 years now, which is kind of depressing to say, but, you know, because we're only 25, Kyle. So I don't know how that works. But, you know, if you listen to this show for a while, you kind of know my mentality of what you see is what you get. And I'm very straightforward. I don't like the politics of it. I'm very structured in that manner as far as like, look, I'm just here to do the best I can, to put my best skills forward and, you know, be the best employee I can be. And, you know, using my experience to say, okay, look, it's worked well this way. It's not worked well this way, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, me personally, I think climbing the ladder, and I should say office politics plays a large part in climbing the ladder, because I feel like people hire other people that they like personally, but maybe not be the best fit for the job. And then, you know, the people that get looked over or whatever, you know, kind of grow that chip on their shoulder. And, you know, a year later, they're out the door and, you know, looking for better opportunities. But I'm very straightforward in that. I don't like the politics game. I'm here to do a job. You know, not to say that I'm not a team player or anything, but it's like, look, I'm here to do a job. I know that sounds dry, but it is what it is. And here to do a job, do the best I can, and expect to be, you know, rewarded in time, right, for that, you know, dedication that I show, you know, to the company. So it's very hard for me to kind of play the political game. I'm not good at it. I will admit that. I actually suck at it. I'll just put that out there in the ether right now. I'm not. I really do suck at it. I don't play well with that, you know, and I've actually been told I'm too nice in some aspects of like, oh no, you got to stand up for yourself. You got to tell people, you know, you got to draw boundaries and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, look, man, I want to help everyone I can. And that's it. But, you know, if you don't sort of set boundaries and, you know, draw a line in the sand, you get walked all over in some aspects. And it's just not a very good feeling, because then you're getting walked all over almost daily or, you know, whatever, depending on how, you know, quote unquote toxic the culture is. It could be daily. And then you wear out mentally and you're just like, oh, this really sucks. And you don't really know, you know, where to go. So yeah, I'm not good at it. I don't like to be good at it. And thankfully I'm at a place now where my boss does a lot of that. Like, he shields a lot of that from me and the other guy on my team. So we don't see a lot of it. So we can basically just focus on our jobs and, you know, kind of making the hamster wheel still turn at the end of the day. So that's all good. So shout out to my boss, Dave. So he's really good at that.
Yeah. Kind of along the same lines though, you know, like obviously you want to do well at your job. You want to be a good performer, top performer, and kind of do the best you can. But you have to watch, like, you know, because if you're the nice guy and you want to help people and you want to get stuff done, they'll be like, well, Pat'll do it. Well, let's just ask Pat. Pat'll do it. And Pat'll do it. And then the next thing you know, you're like, I put in like 55, 60 hours this week. And I'm doing other people's jobs and stuff. And then it just kind of becomes part of the daily until you burn out. And you're like, you know. So it's crazy because you have to watch that stuff too, but you don't want to be like the unapproachable guy, be like, no, you know, like, I'm not helping you, you know, do it yourself. So
funny. Shout out to my man, Dean, because I distinctly remember having this conversation or having a similar conversation on a previous podcast of, you know, of IT burnout. That was a real early episode. So he's like, you know what? He goes, I love the word no. I tell everybody no is like the top of my vocabulary. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, you know, but now shout out to Dean. He loves to say no. And but he's right. You have to set a boundary or else you're just going to be swimming all day long and drinking through a fire hose. So it's tough. You got to set your boundaries, know when to do it. But again, you have to be approachable. But in this day and age, it's like, look, you got to be approachable. You got to do it the right way. There's a right and a wrong way to do it. I usually choose the right way, or I usually choose the wrong way, because I have zero patience when it comes to that stuff. So it's hard for me to like shut my mouth, and it's gotten me in trouble a few times, but yeah, who knows? But yeah, there's an interesting dynamic there, and each company is different that you're going to work for, because it's the politics play a game of, okay, who gets where and, you know, and how they get there. Right. So I don't know about you, but I've had a few bosses that don't understand like what I do on a day-to-day basis. So like for them to like play the political game and still like overlook, you know, me, right? Overlook me for either that promotion or that next step or that more responsibility without them knowing what I did day to day was a very hard pill to swallow. So it feels like there's more and more of that in today's age of, you know, non-technical people leading technical people. Mm. And it just doesn't work. It never does. And it's just an ugly thing, and people get burned out, and then that position is a constant revolving door. So yeah, I would just say, you know, go in there, head down, do your thing, be nice to people, do your work, but set your boundaries. You have to know where, you know when to say no, and it's okay to say no, and kind of go, you know, go from there. And I think that comes apart with, you know, building positive work relationships too, right? So it's easier to deal with the corporate politics when you have a good support system around you. Right. When you and your colleagues are on the same, you know, you're in the same boat paddling in the same direction. Right. Mm-hmm. It's easier to deal with the corporate politics above you when you have, you know, a good team around you. You know, the friendships that you guys make and whatnot, you know, kind of goes far. Right. So at Oxa, I'll tell a little story, but I worked here at a local cable company here for 7 years. So right out of college, or actually during college and then out of college, I worked tech support for a local cable company. So I was doing like cable modem tech support, that kind of stuff. And like I said, I was there 7 years, and most of those years were in the call center, you know, basically, you know, taking calls. And I remember, like, I used to challenge myself to take, like, I see if I could break like 70 calls a day. Right. So if you did, like, right. So for all you, you know, for all you mathaholics out there, if you're doing, you know, if you're working an 8-hour day and you're taking 70 calls a day, right. So that's, let's do the quick math here. That's, you know, that's eight, that's over 8.5 calls an hour. And depending on what the issue is, you could really be busting through those things or, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, so I was working the thing, and they, that place had some politic issues because it was like family owned. So like nepotism was just running wild through that place. So you really had to watch who you talk to. And it's like, oh my God, this is just, oh God. But anyway, but I, you know, and then they had an opening for their underground construction department. So like laying new cables and new developments and, you know, things of that nature. So I was like, oh, cool. Like get out of the office. Like, she gets some decent work in, blah, blah, blah. And it, the pay was good at that time too. And then I got teamed up. Like my partner was like this crotchety old man that was like ready to retire. And like, he just hated me. He did not like me at all. So like, it was just not a good mix. And again, I was young and I was nice to him and whatnot, but again, he walked all over me. And then one day he was just like, all right, I've had enough. And he went into the boss and was like, yeah, this kid's not working out. And without any sort of, you know, without any sort of verification if I was or wasn't, he didn't ask, you know, the boss didn't ask any other teammates or anything like that. He just came. Like, I remember calling him because I was telling him I was going to be late that day. I had to do, I forget what the hell I was doing. And he's like, oh, he goes, this just isn't working out. So when you get back, when you get here, just report to the office. And I was just like, what? Like, you just fired me over the phone? Like what the fuck? So yeah, it was just this weird, like, I don't know. And then, like, I was just bitter. I was so bitter after that. I was like, you know, screw this guy, you know, that kind of thing. So, yes. And then a year later, I was out of there. I went to go work at the data center. So, but it was very, you know, but I stayed 7 years because I liked the people that I worked with. Like, mm-hmm. the people in the call center were great. Like, we went out, like, we used to hit the casino like every, you know, every couple of weeks. Like, you know, we were freshly, you know, 21. So like the, you know, at that time, Kyle, the casino was just brand new, you know? So right, we were like, right. Yeah, fresh coat of paint and a bunch of alcohol and gambling. Let's go. You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, we go, or like people had a birthday party or whatever that, you know, we'd go out for drinks and, you know, this and that. So I stayed because I liked the people that I worked with, and I probably stayed a little too long, but those loyalties and those friendships go a long way. Right. Yeah. You see, it sort of masks some of that. Oh, this job really sucks. You know, that sort of thing. But, you know, it is what it is. And you know, the point of that story was, you know, having a decent support network underneath you will kind of carry you through a lot of it and helps you deal with some of the corporate BS that goes on above you. So I don't know, Kyle, do you have any other thoughts there?
Well, I will say with that, you know, I've been in a similar situation where, like, because you're in the suck with a bunch of your like buddies, coworkers, kind of deal like that.
Yeah.
It makes it bearable. Right. And I don't know if that's like trauma bonding or some sort of like, you're like, we've all been held together. So like, it's fine. We can make it through. It's not necessarily amazing, but it makes it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get you. Yeah. You're right. It is a bonding thing. Cause they're going through the same messy stuff that you are. You know, it's like, oh, he can relate because he just got that talking to last week and I get right. talking to this week. Oh, this really sucks. Oh, let's go drown our sorrows with some tequila, you know?
That right, kind of right.
But no, I think that's a good point. You know, like I said, with the support network being underneath you, that's totally makes it bearable, which is, you know, it could be a blessing and a curse, right? Because if you're there too long, then you're just kind of, eh. You're just kind of mudging through it. You're just like, yeah. Oh, you're not really growing anywhere. I'm just kind of hanging out. But in that same sense, right, no matter how sort of bad it sucks, you have to keep it professional at some point, actually at all times. You should keep it professional. You can't go in there and be like, hey, boss, you really suck, and just be like, all right, I'll be here next week. Yeah, you know, right. doesn't work that way. But now you have to keep it professional. I get it. Like, I'm not the most patient man in the world. So, like, and God bless my wife, who has seen me change jobs more times than I care to count or admit. You know, I used to come home and I used to just grin and bear it and just pound my fists on the table like, you know, oh my God, this is just so, you know, insert daily problem I had here, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's, you got to keep it professional. You got to put your face on and be like, okay, yep, yep, you're good. Yep. Uh-huh. You know, because as large as the IT industry is, it's very small when it comes to like actual employment. Like, it's amazing how many people I know someone else that I worked at a different job.
Oh yeah.
Like, they have no like direct correlation because they didn't work at the same job, but they know somebody that I worked with at job X. So like, and you never know, like, you could be set up at a cool place and like one day you go in there and like, a job really sucks. And you're like, all right, I'm going to tell the boss off. And you go in there and go, man, you suck and all this other stuff. And then you walk out and then you get a new job, right? I recommend doing that. If you already have a new job, don't go in there and guns a-blazing when you don't have a job, because you're not going to, that's not going to end well for you. But, you know, and you go in there and you're like, all right, I quit. See you later, blah, blah, blah. And then you find a cool job. You're really working well. It's all good. And like a year later, they restructure and they bring in new people, and they bring in like your old boss or like someone that was above your old boss. And all of a sudden now you're like, oh no. Oh no. So I think that comes with like, don't burn a bridge sort of thing. Even,
yeah, definitely.
You
know,
even if it really sucks and you're like walking into hell every day, just don't burn a bridge. Just, it is what it is. And, you know, just keep moving forward, because it's just not worth it down the road, because you will meet them again somewhere. Like, whether that's at another company, whether that's at an event that your company is a part of, a demo, you know, an outing of some sort, you're going to meet them again. Just, it's not worth it. It's not worth your professional reputation.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah. And it's much better to like be cool with the people, even if, you know, you don't see eye to eye or something like that. People grow, people change.
Yep.
Like you said, you could run into them a couple of years down the road. You know, you and I both know, as far as vendors and tech and stuff go, at least in the Valley, there's only a few, and a lot of the events overlap in the tech field and stuff like that. So there's definitely a good chance that you're going to run into somebody somewhere. And, you know, if you were a jerk to that person, you're going to be like, oh, that guy, you know, and like we talked about in the other episodes, like, it's so tight knit around here. You know, it's like the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever. Yep. Like, everybody knows everybody who knows somebody, and you're like, yeah, so just be cool. Don't be a jerk. Don't try and like step on people to get up and around and stuff like that, because it's only going to come back to hurt you.
Yep. Yep. Agreed 100%. So just be cool in that aspect. I think it's just behoove of you to, you know, shake your head and, you know, walk away. And in that same breath, you know, again, we talk about that. I talk about this on the show all the time, your soft skills, right? So you have to develop them over time. It's not like something that you like automatically are born with, right? So, you know, things like, you know, being a good listener, you know, team player, communicating in a healthy way, as far as, you know, opening the lines of communication and being clear, you know, that kind of thing. That's a big one. You know, they're all important skills to have in the workplace. It just makes your time at said job better. It's just easier to deal with, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, we talk about emotional intelligence all the time, you know, just keeping that up to snuff and, you know, keeping a level head. It helps navigate those world of, you know, the world of politics, you know, with that being said. So, you know, but again, you know, those soft skills are great, but you have to, like I said, you have to find a way to speak up for yourself, you know, kind of, at least for me, I'm not good at it. I'm not a confrontational person. So I have trouble with, you know, with that piece of it, but it can be difficult, I guess, to be brave in those situations and to, you know, make your voice heard. But, you know, there's a time and place for you to stand up and say, look, this is the way it is. You know, this is my line in the sand, and, you know, I'm not going to cross it, you know, sort of thing, or is a big one. Right. So, cause I know a lot of, like, I don't say a lot, but I could imagine how office politics get to like a bullying stage for like someone like really taking advantage of you. And you're like, all right, this is it. Like, I come here to earn a paycheck and, you know, go home. I don't have to take shit from you. Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, speaking up in those terms is a good one to like, okay, look, you know where your line is and draw it, you know, that sort of thing. So I don't know. Have you ever had any experience like that with not necessarily bullying, but like standing up for yourself and being like, look, this is too far?
Yeah. Like, and I think that definitely came with like age, changing roles and stuff. Like, you know, when I first started out in the tech field, I would do like anything to make everybody happy and try and, you know, progress and, you know, like work all these extra hours and stuff like that. And then it ended up getting into the point where like, oh, well, Kyle will do that and Kyle will do this. And it just like ended up being like overwhelming where I'm like here working all these extra crazy hours and stuff like that. And it was just like, I want it to be helpful and I want it to progress and grow and do better. And it just ended up being like kind of a take advantage of a situation because I'd never had any boundaries. I didn't kind of really expect that from my coworkers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right.
And then I got older and I'm like, now I kind of see what's going on here. And we're going to put the kibosh on that going forward because that's kind of one of those things where like, once you kind of let it get some roots in there, it's a whole lot harder to stop it than it is if you just cut it off before it even happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that's a big one, trying to, again, set boundaries and say, okay, look, you can or cannot do this, or yes, I'm willing to put up with this, or no, I'm not, you know, and kind of go from there. You know, but I think at the end of the day, everybody needs to just kind of take a step back and say, okay, look, you know, you have to try to maintain a positive outlook on this and say, everybody's got a bad day. No one's saying that, you know, no one has bad days all the time, but, you know, and again, you're going to be mentally, physically exhausted, you know, but complaining about said problems in a non-constructive way can take a toll on others, right? They can be distracting for others around you, right? Or part of your team or, you know, that sort of thing. So I think like a positive outlook, positive disposition at your workplace could really increases a bunch of things. It increases your mental state, increases your likability. You know, it makes it easier to collaborate with said colleagues because they want to collaborate with you, you know, that sort of thing. So I feel like that's a big one there as well. You know, and just, you know, basic respect and things of that nature, you know, but I haven't met anyone in the workplace that doesn't like respect people. It's just that everyone's a little different in how they show that respect, I guess, is probably a better way to put that. Like we've all had annoying coworkers or we've all had, you know, those that, you know, go run to the boss with every little thing or like keep a running notepad on you. Like, oh my God, he did this today. You know, that kind of thing. But it's just like, you just kind of try to navigate those waters and kind of try to get ahead of that or else be like, all right, if I do this, is whoever in my department going to, you know, write this down in his notebook and talk to the boss at the end of the week, you know, that kind of thing. So you try to look ahead of that and say, okay, look, what's the deal with how do I handle this without, you know, sort of getting up in the middle of the room and screaming, right? That sort of thing. I don't know. The other thing too, I guess this sort of wraps it all together or is a big piece of it, but the gossip at work, I've been to places that gossip left and right. And it's just like, oh my God, you guys are like, you guys just keep going. It's just like, oh, shut up. Like, Jesus. I've done that. I've been there. It's hard to get out of. Like, because you just, like, the gossip thing is like it's like a second nature. Like, you can't not partake in the gossip. Like, if it's constantly around you, you know what I mean? You're like, oh my God. You know, it's like, oh yeah, he did this or blah, 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 this and that. So it's like, eh. So gossip is a big one. Try to stay out of that. Again, it can only hurt. It can only hurt you in that instance. So like it can damage your reputation or your career. You know, if you have a boss that makes decisions based off of that, then, you know, that gossip is not going to help you like at all. Personal information. Right. So I don't know. I'm pretty open as a person. So I share a lot of things with my coworkers as far as, you know, wife and kids and, you know, that sort of thing. But some people aren't that way. Some people don't necessarily like that instance of personal information being out there and, hey, I barbecued on Saturday. Like they just don't care. So, you know, again, it's just the type of person, you know, that you are and what you're willing to share and things of that nature. The other thing too, and I know our world is like, it's constantly engrossed in this at the moment, but I think topics at work that are off limits, the two big for me are religion and politics.
Yeah.
Don't definitely. Even, Oh my God. Don't even try it because you're going to make an enemy out of somebody.
Yep.
It's like, don't. Just don't.
Yeah. It's just playing with fire.
Yeah. You're like, just stop. Like, I actually had a boss do that. I actually had a boss interject politics in a meeting. And I was just like, ooh, that is cringe. Like, it's just so cringe. Like, whether you agree with that person or not, that's in office, like, just no, stop.
You say this shit for home or Twitter or, you know, Reddit or something. Like,
right.
You'll create a burner account and post all the nonsense you want online.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Save that world for the Twitter mess.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my God.
And you know, that even might be a thing too. You got to watch out for, you know, like with the personal information and stuff like that. It, you have an account and you're posting all sorts of stuff like that. And then people at work find it or something like that. Cause you hear and read all those stories too. Like somebody says something on Facebook and then, you know, a couple of weeks later, they end up getting terminated because they're like, well, we didn't like what you said kind of deal.
Yeah. That's the other thing too. Like, I don't know how you feel about this, Kyle, but like, are you a fan of like adding your boss on Facebook or Twitter or any of the social sites? Like, I have in some instances and have not in others because I just know it's not going to end well.
Right.
So I'm just like, let me stay away from you. But I have. Most of my colleagues and bosses and whatnot that I worked at the cable company were friends on Facebook and, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, shout out to them. But, you know, I have. It's just, you know, as I get deeper into my career, it's not as important as it used to be.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Because it's just, you're going to say something. And then all of a sudden, that person now has a different view of you from a personal level, and it bleeds into work. It does.
Right.
You can sit here and tell me it doesn't and all this nonsense. No, it does. Just shut up. It does.
Right.
It totally does. Like, especially with politics. Like, it's such a divided world out there. Like, they can't keep it separate. They just can't. Like, it just blends together. So I'm just like, no. Like, but what I find interesting, especially with the whole social media thing and the politics that, you know, kind of go on inside the social media circles. Like, I find it interesting now that people I come across on Twitter and whatnot, I used to be a big Twitter guy. Then I really kind of fall off on it. And now I'm not as big as I used to be, but I'm back a little bit now with the show. And I appreciate everyone that's, you know, friended me on Twitter and whatnot. And, you know, but I find it interesting that I look at these people's profiles and they say, you know, they just give a little blurb like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I'm a blah, 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 and a blah, blah, blah. Tweets are my own, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are we that? Did we come that far as a society that you have to say the tweets are your own and not a recollection of your company? Like,
right.
That's a little odd. Like, I get why, but man, is that odd.
Yeah, I've done basically just like the LinkedIn kind of connections at this point, you know, no Twitter, no Instagram, Facebook, none of that stuff. And I'm just like, because my LinkedIn is like my professional, it shows my work, it's got accomplishments and stuff. And, you know, I'm not going on there put anything crazy. So that kind of,
No, I hear you. It's an interesting dynamic now with, you know, social media being such a part of our culture and a part of our world that, you know, you have to say that, which is kind of weird, but it is what it is, I guess. But yeah, no politics, no religion. It almost feels like politics is like outranked religion as far as, you know, like subjects to talk about, you know. It's like, you know, when you and I were growing up, it's like, oh, no religions or politics at the table. And now it's like,
right.
All right. No politics. Religion's back on the table.
Yeah. Right.
It's totally cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Giving that one a pass.
Yeah. It's like, all right. But no, I think that's a good one. Anything else from you, Kyle, as far as examples or anything you wanted to get across?
I would definitely say with that gossip, don't get sucked up in it. Don't. And, you know, like if whoever's coming to you to bitch about somebody else, you know that they're going to somebody else to bitch about you.
Yep.
And like, just don't get wrapped up in it. You know, just keep your hands clean, stay out of it. Be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Just, it's so much easier than the round and round. And the next thing you know, like, you know, somebody's, oh, he said this, you said that, getting weird at work. Like, it's just not worth it.
Yep. Yep. 100% agree. I'll share the story where if you listen to the show before, I've gotten fired from one job. and one job only. And that place was a office politics haven. Like, you could not get away from it in any aspect. It was in your face all day, every day. But yeah, I remember, and this was my fault as far as, you know, sort of who I talked to and, you know, trusting them to not say anything. Little did I know, you know, they were, you know, as soon as I got out of their office, they were running out of the office to tell someone else. And it's just like, oh, you know, but you know, that it, and it bit me. It bit me good. So just, you know, take it from me of just, it's so tempting not to engage, or I should say it's so tempting to engage. You just, you have to stay out of it for your own sanity, for your own career sanity. It's just an interesting way of life. And it's a constant jockeying for, you know, the better rung of the ladder, right? Mm-hmm. Or the better, you know, the office hierarchy, you know, well, that sort of thing. It's like, all right.
Even being social and, you know, being part of a group and fitting in and stuff, like, oh, that's what everybody else is doing. And you're like,
yep,
you want to fit in, you want to be part of it. And then like, it's not great. You don't want that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. It was, yeah, it's just, it's an interesting time, you know, out there as far as the office politics game is concerned, but you're going to run into it. It is what it is. It's just, it's a part of life. I don't know what else to say about it.
Right, right. Just, you know, get ahead of it if you can. Try and, like, know the signs, realize what's going on and stuff like that, so you don't get, like, just accidentally sucked into it. And then the next thing you know, you're, like, trying to dig your way out.
I would agree. I would just, again, focus on performing your job well. And all you can really do is hope for the best, right? That's all you can really do. Do what you can. It's like one of those things, you can run from it, but you can't hide.
Here's something, Pat. Like, what do you think about this, though? You know, back when everybody worked on-prem, you know, we were in it together. We were all meeting at a central building or whatever, working in a cube or whatever. How do you think that dynamic changed now with all the office politics and, like, now remote work? And
yeah, that's a good point. I think it's gotten better, right? I think it's gotten better because you're not in the same space, or you're not, like, there's a way to put you on mute and, like, say the F word, you know, as you're talking to people. There is not a mute button when you're in the conference room with them. Right. So I think that helps, but I think everybody works differently now. I think some people like the work from home. Some people don't have the discipline. I used to not have the discipline. I used to hate working from home because, you know, there's like a billion distractions here at home, right? Oh, there's TV, there's a PlayStation, dogs, there's, you know, there's Twitter, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
You know, now I've gotten much better at it. Like, I have a mindset for at home, and I don't have the drive anymore. I don't have to drive 45 minutes one way to go. So I, you know, you do miss some of that water cooler chat, if you will. Like, you miss some of the, oh, let's go to lunch, or, oh, let's, you know, I need a break. Let's take a walk around the building. You know, that sort of thing. You know, you miss that. Yeah, I can walk here in my development. Yeah, but, you know, it's by myself. So that's a little different. But as far as, like, actual meeting and collaborating, I don't think it's that, at least for me, I don't think it's that different. Because where I was at Rentokil, and I'm Venerable, really, was the only guy on my team that was in my state. So all the meetings I had at Venerable, they were remote anyway. So it didn't matter. Shout out to those guys. But at Venerable, at Rentokil, the guys were in the office with me. So they sat right next to me. So, you know, they were, you know, hey, let's go to lunch, or, hey, I gotta, you know, I just need a break. Let's go stretch, and, you know, that sort of thing. But ultimately, I don't think the actual work, I don't think, has suffered. It's just the people aspect of it, I think, is what's different. But, you know, hey, who's to say you can't, you know, pick up the phone and or text them and say, hey, I'm going to be at the farmer's market tomorrow for some barbecue chicken lunch. So come on over, you know, which I will be. I'll be at my old stopping. Actually, where my office is out that way, where I used to work at Rentokil, it was right around the corner. So the Why I'm Missing Farmer's Market is right there, which has an awesome, has some banging barbecue chicken.
Okay.
Let me tell you. Yeah. So that's my spot. So yeah. So I actually might text the guys from Rentokil and be like, oh, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. Come meet me for lunch. So we'll see what happens. But I think the work part of it, I think it doesn't suffer at all, because the place where I'm at now, you know, the guys on my team live in my state, but they're, you know, nobody goes to an office anymore. Our office is empty. I have a desk there, but it Yeah, I go there like once a month. Like, so
right.
And nobody forces me to. So they're like, oh yeah, if you want to stay home, great. If you want to go in, great. You know, so I'm like, all right, I'll stay home. You know, you hear a lot about office politics, and you know, with some of the office politics gets way out of hand. Like, I want to say, like, I don't know that. Remember, it's like a few weeks ago where the guy from Google got fired because he said like something with their AI and whatnot, and then like Google didn't want that like out and about, and like he's like, no, I had like a full blown conversation with our AI and blah blah blah. And Google's like, nah, and then like 2 weeks later, Google was like, you're fired. It's like, what? You know, so, that's a little wild. Or like, you know, stuff that's out there like treating some places or some people, you know, or firing them based off of their, you know, based off of their beliefs, what, you know, political or, you know, whatever, you know, targeting certain groups. Yeah. That's probably like office politics, like gone off the rails. Like, yeah. You just don't want that stuff bleeding out. You're like, oh man, like how toxic does your culture have to be? If you have people like it's out there in the ether of the internet being like, yeah, they target X group. And you're like, ooh, that's not so good. you know, yes, yeah, so it's a dirty game, and but ultimately, I think office politics is a direct result of company culture, mm-hmm. And company culture starts at the top with C-level people, and they're setting the culture that rolls downhill.
Yeah,
right. And it's one of those things, like, you know, if you're a manager position or whatever, and you could take this with a grain of salt or not, but you know, you always, if you have a problem, you always bitch up. You never bitch down. Like, it just seems like you always complain to your uppers. You don't complain downward, because that's weird. It's the opposite of the progress you're trying to make. Like, what is that person like? If somebody reports to you and you have a problem with your boss, why are you complaining to that person that reports to you? That's complaining downhill. Like, that's not going to solve any problems,
right?
All that's going to do is going to make that person like second guess, like, hey, like if my boss is having problems, you know, I'm eventually going to have them, or you know what I mean? Like, it's the weird, I don't know, it's a culture thing. It's just a lot of companies have problems with culture, I think, anyway. At least the ones I've been at, they've had some issues with culture. And it's like, I don't know if anybody knows what culture is. Like, it's this weird, how do you define company culture? Like, is it, you know, ping pong tables and, you know, free pizza Fridays? Or is it like,
I mean, that sounds pretty great.
Work life. Is it actually like work life balance and, you know, a decent paycheck? You know what I mean? So I don't know. That's kind of where I fall. That was kind of it. I know it's kind of a shorter one, and I know we talked into the ether and went off the rails a little bit, but we thought it was a good episode as far as to kind of bring, and a lot of people trying to break into the industry can't, like, they don't understand what the office politics are. So we try to get ahead of a little bit of that and say, yeah. Okay, look, you know, this is what to expect. Just, you know, keep your head down, do your work, and, you know, hope for the best, be nice to people, you know, set yourself up for success and not try to get into the life suck that is office politics, because it will suck your life. Kyle, anything else you wanted to spot on here?
No, I think that pretty much kind of covers it.
Cool. Just a couple of side notes for you fine folks out there. We're toying around with the idea of a question and answers show. We're trying to figure out how to facilitate that as far as how to get questions, how you can ask questions. So I don't know whether that's going to be like a Google form or whatnot. We want it to be anonymous. We don't want to know who you are, just for privacy reasons. And, you know, I'm sure you don't want us knowing who you are and what kind of, depending on what kind of question you ask, whatever, you know. So maybe a Google form is probably a good one. Our survey is out there now on Google form, where we don't know who anybody is. Like, it doesn't ask for an email or anything like that. So stay tuned for that as far as looking at a Q&A session. And we're also toying with the idea of a live episode. I know some of the live stuff, some other folks that are in our space have done live episodes before, and it's done well for them. So we're trying to see if that would be good for us as well. So if you have an opinion on if you want to do a live show or, you know, have a live Q&A or whatever that is, a live show, certainly let us know. We can facilitate that. We're looking at that. Other than that, I think that's it. Kyle, you got anything else? If not, we'll wrap up and get out of here.
I think we pretty much covered, you know, without getting into specific scenarios and whatnot, but like, you know, those are kind of some of the things to look out for and, you know, try not to get into the dark side of the office politics.
Into the weeds. Oh, yeah. All right, cool, everybody. We're going to get out of here this week. Thanks for joining us again. As always, appreciate you hanging out. We really, me personally, I'm kind of floored that this podcast has really taken off the way it has. We've gotten so much positive feedback from everybody. We really appreciate everybody taking the time and reaching out to us, whether that's on Twitter, email, Facebook. And LinkedIn is the new one for us. The LinkedIn page is doing very well. So if you haven't stopped on over, go on over to our LinkedIn page. All of our socials will be in the show notes as usual. So come follow us. Oh, I know the other thing. Our website's getting a refresh. How could I forget that? Yeah. I totally forgot. Yeah. So breakingbitespod.io. It is getting a refresh from our buddy Andrew. So shout out to him. He's going to put something together for us in the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for a new fresh coat of paint on the website. So that'll be cool. So thanks to him for doing that and taking his time to kind of help with two guys like us. But now we really appreciate everybody's the feedback that we get. And we're really trying to make this some cool stuff. So again, breakingbitespod.io is the website. You can get all your stuff right from there, whether that's subscribe to your platform of choice, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, plain RSS feed. It's all there. Throw us a rating on iTunes. I know a lot of you folks listen on iTunes, or at least from an Apple iPhone. That seems to be the majority of our listeners come through Apple iTunes. So you're already listening, go throw us a rating. That'd be awesome. Or simply tell a friend, right? Word of mouth is great too in the times that we live in. That'd be great. Again, Twitter, LinkedIn.com/BreakingBitesPod, Facebook.com/BreakingDownTheBites, the Discord server, the show note, or the invite is in the show notes. And then also we have a survey out there. I forgot. It's been hanging out there for a while. It's actually rebranded under So You Want to Be an IT, which was the former name of the show. There's a survey out there with, I think there's like 10 or 12 questions out there. Again, it's all anonymous. We don't know who you are. Just it helps us get some answers, some feedback from people, and helps us tweak the show a little bit as to what you guys are liking versus not liking. So that survey link will be in the show notes as well. Again, thanks for joining. We will see you next week with another episode. See you, Kyle.
All right, see ya.